It was real nice hearing from you the other day, and I did call Uncle Albert and gave him your address, and I discovered that Mom and Dad did have your address, although I didn't know it, and I didn't have it, but they had given it to Uncle Albert, too, but Mom said that Uncle Albert was apparently under the apple of alcohol, and must have, I don't know, lost it or forgotten about it or something. At any rate, when I called over there and gave him your address, I talked to Gene, and Gene said that there was a table full of mail there waiting to be forwarded, but they didn't have your address, so Mom and Dad gave it to him, and they didn't have it. You know, don't ask me, I don't know. I just work here, you know. But at any rate, now I've got your address, and I've got your phone number, and I called up there to get the directory assistance, and Mom and Dad, of course, have it. They talked to you that evening, and so Gene was given your address. I gave it to him personally, and I understand that Mom and Dad gave Uncle Albert your address. So everything seems to be under control here. We went out to Billy's yesterday afternoon, and Billy's going to try to start coming regularly to Temple Yeshua car services, and we have a real nice hot facilities, I think, are really nice on Uncle Red. I think you'd really like it. It's the storefront that's about 22 foot 3 inches. I mean, that's an approximation, you understand, in width. And I think it's, here, I will have to give you an approximation because I forgot. I think it's between 50 and 55 feet in depth. And it has a suspended ceiling, acoustical tile ceiling, with fluorescent lighting in it. And it's concrete blocks and tile floor, and we had the tile, it was a motorcycle shop, and they really torn the place up. It was a mess, and they put in new tile flooring for us, and we repainted the entire interior, not the interior, but you know, the concrete block walls. We repainted those. They're an off-white, and the tile is sort of a it's like a white with beige speckle and streak in it type of thing, or maybe a brown, sort of a tannish brown, speckling and streaking through it, so that the floor is pretty much of a light color. And there were two bathrooms in the far back right as you walk in, and of course it does face east. It's on Edgewater Drive, 1833 Edgewater Drive, as a matter of fact. And as you walk in, there was nothing there when we took it, except for the two bathrooms in the rear. So we have built a partition of real nice paneling. Manuel and Dad and I helped each other to put it in. I think Dad picked up most of the tab on it, which was pretty expensive. It was really great looking, I want to tell you. It was super looking, plush looking paneling that Dad got for that. And we built a partition all the way across to hide the bathrooms, and when we did that, it made a little office area right next to the bathrooms for me to do counseling and this sort of thing, with a little doorway through there. And now it looks more like a sanctuary on the what would be the front side of that paneling. As you go in now, it's more of a sanctuary.